views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. So glad to have you here today on the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150. You might be listening in Connecticut, Rhode Island, or New York on WBLQ AM 1230, on one of the 35 stations in Australia, or anywhere around the world, of course, on Transformation Talk Radio. But wherever you're listening from today, I'm so glad you joined us, and you're going to be glad too. And before I get into our wonderful guest for today, I'd like to say hello to my better half here in the studio. I'm actually not in the studio, but he is the man who allows you to hear these wonderful conversations, Mr. Benny Mathers. Hi, Benny.
Hi, Christine. I know you're staying safe, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, things are sort of, there's been a bit of a lull in the past 5 minutes. But
see what I was explaining earlier?
Yeah, but you know, it's like, you know, 25 mile per hour winds, and mm-hmm. I understand that this is just only the beginning, right, Benny?
Yeah, of course. At the top of the hour, we had our national news hit, and of course, it's all over now. It's like the hurricane from last week from the East Coast. It's now our turn, apparently, on the West Coast. We have a former typhoon kind of storm moving in off the coast from Japan, actually, and way over on the east that had still, I guess, hung around long enough to hit our coast and then is gaining steam up through the Pacific Northwest. And so we're expected, 60 plus mile an hour record winds tonight and tomorrow for the weekend. So it's going to be pretty hairy for us. And actually, there's already reports coming in from the Oregon area and the Columbia, the mouth of the Columbia down there in the Columbia River. They had an actual water spout that turned into partial tornado.
Oh, yeah, so exciting time.
Yeah, right.
And if you're in Washington, Western Washington,
yep.
Oregon, up on Vancouver Island, up in Vancouver, mm-hmm. you know, prepare.
Yep.
It's going to be an historic storm, they're saying.
Yeah, just be safe out there, and I can just echo your words again. Be prepared. Get out there now. Get some supplies, just in case. You never know. So, you know, obviously, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Yeah, and we don't normally talk about weather for this mm-mm. long, but it's an important thing yeah. for people to have in their consciousness mm-hmm. and get fuel in your car,
you know,
and get some supplies.
You yep. got it.
Yeah, and you know, today I sort of honored myself by not coming into the studio. I just decided I'd want to stay put and just make sure that things aren't too crazy out there. I'd heard that there was a tree down on one of the nearby roads, and it's like I don't even want to deal with that. So I set boundaries for myself, and today the subject of the show is all about boundaries, which I feel are extremely important. And our wonderful guest today, Pamela Miles, focuses on this and teaches people how to set boundaries. And it's just like, I mean, how many times have you just said, like, oh, yeah, I'll do it when you don't really want to do it, or you feel like you're it's more important that you're honoring somebody else's needs instead of your own? Well, you know, if so, then you've been raised in our culture and learned to be a good girl or a good boy, and there are detriments to doing these kinds of things, and it takes its toll. Now, our guest today, she is a Reiki master. She has brought Reiki into hospitals, into prestigious healthcare institutions, and she has actually collaborated in this sort of scientific realm with energy medicine, with the NIH, the National Institute of Health, and at Harvard and Yale. And so she's been bringing some of this more alternative kinds of stuff to the mainstream. She's been on NBC, CNN, Fox, Allure, U.S. News and World Report, and Dr. Oz. And she has been focusing entire courses on boundaries now, not just energy medicine and how it can improve our health, but the importance of setting boundaries. And I'm so glad that she's here today. Pamela Miles, welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show.
Oh, thank you so much, Christine. I'm really delighted to be here and chat with you today.
You know, it's funny because I personally have had a lot of issues setting boundaries over the course of my lifetime. You know, when I was a girl, I learned that it was more important to be, and my mother used to say, be Christian, so be giving to others before you worry about giving to yourself. And over the years, I felt sort of guilty about, you know, giving to myself. Why is it important that we set boundaries for ourselves?
You know, before I even go into that, I want to go back to what you just said about giving to others before we give to ourselves, because that's where the main confusion is. That's where we get started off on the wrong foot to begin with. When we juxtapose these two things as if we cannot be taking care of ourselves and others at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really, I mean, that's just wrong. You know, that's just not a clear understanding. Because when we set boundaries that protect our health, to go back to your question about why boundaries are important, when we set boundaries that protect our health and well-being and happiness and enable us to live productive lives and treat other people well, everybody's benefiting.
Right, right. Yeah, it's funny because I think a lot of people are afraid that a choice that they make, you know, sort of with their own, you know, by setting their own boundaries and respecting them, you know, themselves, actually has detrimental effects. But do you think that it can have positive effects on others when we set our own boundaries?
I think it can really only have positive effects on others as long as we set boundaries with love. You know, there's a difference between setting a boundary and rejecting somebody. I can reject your proposal for what we should do Friday night without rejecting you. And if people are skillful and they acknowledge the person who has approached them and thank them for thinking of them and then opt out of the proposal, anybody who has a hard time with that, Christine, you know, I think probably just has a hard time with a lot of things. And what can we do? You know, you can't appease a bully.
Right, right. And so, in fact, if we do that, what you're suggesting, sort of set a boundary in a loving way, if we get kind of a bullying response or controlling response or a pouty response, isn't that giving us greater information about the relationship?
Yes, at least about the state that the other person is in right now. You know, because only we know whether this is characteristic behavior or this is unusual for that person. And if it's characteristic behavior, then we have to hold our ground and hopefully get out of the situation. You know, that's when it's like, I'm sorry you're breaking up. You know, I'll text you later. When that can really work. And the person is breaking up, so to speak. But if it's uncharacteristic behavior, you know, if it's a friend who's usually quite reasonable and she or he is not being so reasonable in that moment, then as a friend we might be able to say, wow, I see that, you know, you're really attached to this. This is really bothering you. Tell me what's going on. So we haven't changed our boundary, but we have focused our loving attention on the person we care about.
So when we set the boundaries, if we're going to be, how do I put this, if we're going to be kind of accepting of where that person's coming from, we better be darn well comfortable setting our own boundaries, or else we're likely to get defensive, right?
Yes, because if we're getting defensive, then we've not set our boundaries in a loving way. You know, we haven't taken the time to drop into our heart.
Right.
and we're not aligned with ourselves. When we take the time to drop into our heart and connect with ourselves and speak from a place of alignment with our true self, then we're not setting up unnecessary resistance, and we're not feeling defensive, because we know that, you know, this is the best course of action for us to take right now.
That makes sense. You talk about something called a boundary moment. What is that?
It's one of those moments when we're not feeling comfortable with what's being proposed, but we're also not feeling comfortable doing anything about it. You know, when we're in that boundary confusion. And what I want to do is encourage people to notice those moments sooner. You know, we can kind of see them coming down the road. And the sooner we notice it, like when we're coming to a stop sign, if we're driving a car, we want to notice that before we're right in front of it, right? Because slamming on the brakes, while it may keep us safe, it's not the most skillful way to keep us safe.
Right. Right.
So it's the same thing with setting boundaries. I mean, that's what stop signs do. They set boundaries so that traffic can move along in a fair way.
That makes sense. And I think that from me, when I haven't been paying attention, I haven't, like, seen that stop sign, that inner stop sign coming up ahead, what happens is I end up feeling really bad by the time I need to set that boundary. I might feel like a knot in my gut or a knot in my throat. It won't feel easy to me then.
Yeah, and it's hard to get out of that.
Yeah, that is. Like, once you've slammed on the brakes, there's this big jerking motion, right?
Yeah, a little bit of whiplash.
Yes. Well, more about the importance of boundaries, and Pamela Miles is going to offer you tools about stepping into your authenticity and being able to set those boundaries in loving ways. More with Pamela Miles here in just a few moments.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. but I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today to Pamela Miles, who has brought Reiki to mainstream medicine, and now she's teaching the importance of boundaries. You know, Pamela, we were starting to talk on the break, and I halted you because it was a really important topic. One of the things that I know as a woman, having grown up in this culture, and I'm sure you know, and probably all women who've been in this culture understand, is that we sometimes have had a hard time setting boundaries with men. I know it's being brought forth in the media in a particular way in sort of the political arena. But I think it's just sort of illuminating, you know, what's been happening to women for probably at least 100 years, maybe, you know, hundreds of years. What's your perspective on this sort of stage we're at right now about the boundaries that have been crossed?
You know, the difficulty that women have had setting boundaries is completely understandable, because the only boundary that we often have the option of setting is the boundary to try not to feel upset by the way we or other women and children are being treated.
Say that again. I just want to understand this.
That when women are exposed to uncomfortable, disrespectful attention, whether it's a leer or it's words, comments as you walk down the street, or it's touch. I mean, there's so many options before we get to rape, which is, you know, all on the same continuum.
It is.
And when we have to deal with that so often, and we can't set any boundary other than the boundary of holding ourselves together and not being upset by it, when, in fact, we should be upset by it.
Right.
It's natural. It's a healthy response to be upset by it. But we shove that feeling, we talk ourselves out of it, because we feel helpless and powerless.
Mm-hmm. So if you are feeling helpless and powerless, how do we go about setting boundaries?
The first step is to get in your body. And it's so important, because when we feel traumatized, when we get uncomfortable, most people will start to vacate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not as present in the moment. It's kind of like they turn into possums hanging up from the tree. You know? I'm not really here. And so if we can become more aware as we start to shift in that escape mechanism, uh-huh. and instead become very present in our physical bodies, because our physical bodies have very clear boundaries. And there's something really simple we could do. I mean, we can, in 1 minute, we can do it now, you and I and anybody okay. who's listening and not driving. I don't okay. know if it works so well when you're driving. But we have three really large, powerful muscle groups that are easy to access. And the first muscle group are the ones we're sitting on, if we're sitting.
Okay.
And those are the gluteals. And if you flex your gluteals, if you squeeze them, you know, you clench them, then you rise up in your seat. That's how you
right.
know you've got it.
Yep.
So you can do both of them at the same time, and then you don't become lopsided. And just do it a few times, you know. And then let's move to the thighs. And if you're sitting, you can rest your palms on the tops of the thighs, and you can feel your quads. So this one you want to do one at a time. Take maybe your right leg and push your heel into the floor. And
okay.
you'll feel your quad engage. And then try the left side. And just go back and forth like that and feel those muscles. And then after that, you can bring your hands around to the bottom of your thighs, and that's where your hamstrings are. These are a little trickier to access, but we can do it. If you're sitting, think of dragging your heel toward your chair. You don't actually move it. You're going to resist it, but that will usually engage the hamstrings.
And oh, yeah, that definitely works. Yep.
Yeah, you feel them take form. You know, even you don't have to be really muscular or athletic to do this, because as soon as you engage a muscle, even if it's not very developed, it takes a different form, so you can feel
mm-hmm.
it.
Right.
And you do that, the right side, the left side, a couple of times. So that's been a minute and 2 seconds. How do you feel?
More vital, a little bit more energized, and more present.
Yeah. And you didn't use this word, but maybe empowered.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because we've just had a conversation with three of the most powerful muscle groups in our body.
Mm-hmm.
And when we feel the strength in our body and we are present in our body, we have a sense of what's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I encourage people to back themselves up when they feel that a boundary maybe is being crossed. You know, don't wait to be proved that somebody's invading your space.
Right.
If you feel it, you know, just like if you feel somebody almost step on your toe, you're aware of that foot there, and
uh-huh.
you deal with it. You know,
yeah.
you move out of the way, or you resist the person a little bit, whatever is appropriate in the moment. But to be as clear with our psychological space and our psychic space as we are with our physical space.
Mm-hmm. So I know that a lot of girls and women worry about being polite, and there are probably some, you know, men who do as well. I just think it's more a part of our female culture to just always be polite and not be aggressive. So how do you sort of honor the boundaries and stop worrying so much about being polite if, you know, if there's a situation where you really do need to set the important boundary of physical space?
I think there's a difference between being polite and acquiescing.
And okay.
women often feel that they have to acquiesce. They have to follow. They have to go along. You
mm-hmm.
know, we tend
right.
to think of the social group rather than the individual. Guys, and this is just really polarized, you know, generalizations, but mm-hmm. guys are more likely to be comfortable being an individual.
Right.
And they'll break out from the crowd, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, again, to go back to what I said in the very beginning, if we're coming from a place of love, if we set boundaries before we're offended, before we're angry, before we're defensive, then we can be polite and we can be firm.
Right.
And when people are looking for somebody to bully, they don't look for people who are firm.
Yes.
You know?
That's right.
You can't appease a bully, but if you set a clear boundary, the bully usually will slink away because the last thing a bully wants is confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
Bullies are actually more afraid of confrontation than the victim.
Really? Why is that?
That's how they justify their behavior. They feel like victims. So people who, you know, tend to be appeasers, mm-hmm. they haven't been pushed against the wall enough times that they've started justifying being a bully.
Uh-huh.
And I think that, you know, we see this in the political situation that we're dealing with now. And the way that women's, not even women's rights. You know, this is so far beyond women's rights.
This is
human rights. This is human dignity. Because men who are disrespectful of women aren't men who are healthy.
Yes.
They're not happy.
Right.
And if women allow themselves to be treated a certain way and don't make... And I understand that when a woman is involved in an abusive relationship and there's physical abuse... That's a whole other level of intervention that's needed. But I'm talking about something that is, like, let's call it abuse light, you know, where it's still at a place where we can do something about it, where we can decide not to go along.
Right.
Not to be an acquiescer, not to be an appeaser, not to be an enabler.
Yes. That makes perfect sense. We have to go to another quick break, but more with Pamela Miles in just a few moments.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Have you ever wanted to learn about the colors of your chakras? Well, now's your chance. Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, is hosting an event Friday, November 4th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in Mount Vernon. Every person will get a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Join Lynn Brown November 4th at the Riverwalk Studio in Mount Vernon. To register for this event, call 360-588-4713. That's 360-588-4713.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Epchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. So, you know, we've been talking about the importance of boundaries. And I love, Pamela, that you've been sharing with listeners about kind of the different stages of boundary setting. What can you just sort of clarify for us, what's the first and most important boundary?
The most important boundary is the one that separates you from being overwhelmed.
Oh.
We have to maintain our state. You know, I often say to my clients, take care of your state, and your state takes care of everything.
Okay, so tell me more about that.
Well, if you think of it, you know, when we're faced with an important decision and if we're unsure and we're getting rattled or a boundary situation, you know, we're getting anxious, we're getting defensive, we're any place but centered, is it likely that we'll know how to handle it well?
Uh-huh.
No, you know? So
right.
If we take care of our state, and of course, you know, if somebody is a Reiki practitioner, I'm a big proponent of daily self-Reiki. And my understanding of Reiki, by the way, is not as energy medicine, but rather as a spiritual practice.
Okay.
It's like a meditation that you deliver with your hands.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if a person practices self-Reiki, you know, that's an easy way to get centered in the moment. And then once we're centered, we're not overwhelmed. We're very clear. The path before us opens up, and we know the next thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
When we're clear, when we're centered, when we're aligned with ourselves, we make good choices. We make choices that keep us clear, centered, and aligned with ourselves.
Mm-hmm. So can you give us some examples of, I mean, sometimes it's really obvious when we need to set boundaries, you know, the more extreme cases. But can you share with us some of the more minor kinds of boundary setting that we might do throughout the day that's actually important for us to do?
One of the most important things is getting up if you sit at a desk or sit in a car or whatever, just don't sit for longer than half an hour at a time.
And why is that?
Because the blood flow and the lymph flow stagnates, and that means your body's not getting the nourishment it needs, and you're not moving toxins out of the body.
Okay.
So being a couch potato or a computer chair potato is one of the most unhealthy things we can do. And it's simple to remedy it. Just get up, shake, you know, stretch your legs out.
Uh-huh.
Don't let your body be still for too long unless you're in deep meditation. That's when it's okay.
Right, right. I know Christiane Northup talks about, you know, sort of like getting, like, sort of running in place and moving your arms, just like crazy, crazy movement to get things flowing really quickly.
I love
watching her demonstrate that. You guys should Google that on YouTube if you're interested, because it really does get things flowing quickly.
Yeah, if you can get your arms up over your head, or one arm at a time, or even your arms out like cactus arms, you know, and just shake it, shake your shoulders. Pick up one leg at a time, you know, and this you can even do if you're sitting. Even wiggling your toes has been shown scientifically to make a difference. because it's stimulating movement in the body.
So what is, you know, releasing toxins and stimulating movement in the body have to do with boundaries?
It's easier to set boundaries when we're feeling good. So keeping our bodies functioning well and keeping in touch with our bodies helps us to feel empowered. Mm-hmm. You know, it's harder to be frightened when you have some strength in your body and you're aware of it. And that's going to be, you know, different things for different people. Some people like a really vigorous workout. They're natural athletes. Personally, that's not me. You know, I've practiced yoga since I was a kid, and that's what my body and mind just really love. And so even on days when I don't get on the mat and do a full practice, I'll still be doing some little mini postures as I go about the day, you know, make sure I stretch out my back and such.
Yeah, I like this concept of, you know, the importance of feeling good for setting boundaries. That makes perfect sense. You know, I think that, you know, we have a tendency to sort of get ourselves into situations where we're way too close to that stop sign that you're talking about before. You know, we do need to slam on the brakes. When we realize that things are sort of out of whack and we really should have set boundaries like 5 minutes ago or five steps ago or whatever, how do we get control back if we're feeling like, you know, threatened, pressured, intimidated?
You know the phrase fight or flight? So flight is often a good option.
Okay.
And just have an exit strategy. You know, rehearse with a friend that you know you'll never need to use your exit strategy on.
Okay.
A few possibilities, and I gave one of them before. You know, I'm sorry you're breaking up. I'll text you later. And, of course, nobody wants to be deceptive. But if your choice in the moment is be a little deceptive or hurt yourself, realizing that when you get hurt, you're also hurting the person you're letting hurt you. Then I think that a little bit of deception to get out of the situation is the best option you have.
Right. And you could also say, I'm not hearing you clearly.
Yes.
If you're getting kind of stressed, and that's probably the case.
And if somebody wants you to do something, you know, is trying to get you to commit, to, you can say, you know, I don't know why I'm hesitating about this. I have a feeling I've committed and haven't put it in my book. And I wouldn't want to disappoint you by having to bail.
Right.
I understand that, you know, this is a great opportunity. So I'm going to say no so that you can go ahead and share it with somebody else. But thank you so much for thinking of me.
Okay.
Because
that makes
if
sense.
A person has a hard time with you not being available, there's something that he or she wants out of you being there that they're not being upfront about. And that's their problem, not yours.
So, do you think that there's some relationships that are evolved enough where, you know, if that person asks you to do something and it just doesn't feel right and you don't, that you can actually be completely honest and say, you know what, it's not that I've got something scheduled, it's not that I couldn't do it, it just doesn't feel right to me right now, so thank you anyway. I mean, aren't there relationships like that?
I think there are people like that, and if they're in relationship with each other, yes, there are relationships like that. But you only need one person to be like that, and that person is you.
Right.
You know, it all starts with us, and when we start saying no to the people or things that we don't want in our lives, it's very interesting how other people that have been kind of circling us but unsure, who perhaps have more to offer in terms of relationship, you know, where it would be more of a peer relationship, they start taking another look at us. They start showing up.
Yeah.
And it's as if they've just been waiting for us to grow up, you know?
Right. It seems to me, you know, boundary setting is really about stepping into our authentic self and our power. Are we afraid to step into our power?
You know, people are individuals. I mean, I've been working as a healer and an integrative health consultant for 40 years. Before there was a term, integrative health consultant.
Right.
And what I have noticed is that although there are common themes, each person is an individual and they're suffering in a specific moment in time. So, yes, sometimes people are afraid of being powerful. I mean, I remember one client that I just liked her so much, and she came to me and basically said, I want to live. She'd just gotten a really devastating cancer diagnosis with a very short prognosis. And she said, my first grandchild is going to be born in, I don't remember, 4 months or 6 months. I just want to live long enough to see him. And I actually thought she could have done a lot more than that.
Right.
But that was all she wanted, and so we worked together, and, you know, she lived for about 4 or 5 months after the birth. She got even more than she asked for, but she never opened the door for herself that she could be, if not cured, that she could live with cancer.
Right.
You know, so was she afraid of her power? I don't know what she was afraid of. She wouldn't let me open that door for that conversation.
Right.
And I feel that my job is to serve people where they're at.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, oh gosh, time is flying by. I see that it's time for another quick break. We're going to be talking more about boundaries in just a few moments.
Take out of your wasted honor every little past frustration. Take out of your so-called problem.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit stellarreflections.com. That's stellarreflections.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day I realized I was consuming foods based on fear. Fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Would you like to experience life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service? If you do, tune in to learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine is author of The Joy Chronicles, and she's inviting you and millions of others to join her in working with galactic masters, angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information about this upcoming event and broadcast, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, ELAINE.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, Pamela, I want to make sure before this hour runs out that our listeners know how they can get in touch with you and also share with us what kinds of events you've got coming up and what kinds of classes you offer and sessions and such.
Oh, thank you, Christine. The easiest way to get in touch with me is through my website. There's a contact form, so feel free to ask any questions there. And if you sign up for the email list and then contact me and let me know, I'm happy to send you a free 21-day series of happiness secrets. Each email is just a line, you know, just something that people can read quickly on their phones, and it reminds them of their ability to choose to be happy right now.
Mm-hmm.
What we were talking about before, taking care of my state so that my state can take care of everything else.
Right. And your website is?
PamelaMiles.com.
Okay, that's PamelaMiles.com, PamelaMiles.com. You also, you're going to be teaching and presenting in Europe too, right?
Yes, I leave on Monday for almost a month in Europe, and I will be there in my capacity as an international Reiki master because there's so much that I learned since the 1990s when I was first asked to set up a Reiki program in a hospital here in New York City, Beth Israel Medical Center.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I've taught at Yale Medical School and presented at Harvard and been a consultant to the NIH and presented to the NCI. And I mean,
sure.
I've really had a lot of interface with conventional medicine, and I've learned how to bring the concept of spirituality in a very practical way into a setting where there's a lot of skepticism.
Uh-huh.
And so one part of my work, besides my work with individual clients, is to teach Reiki professionals and Reiki home practitioners how to communicate about Reiki practice. more effectively, because we often get a little like, ooh, you know, and other people mm-hmm. just want to know, is this going to help my headache?
Right.
And then in Copenhagen, I'll be giving a 3-day intensive focus on Reiki and medicine.
Mm-hmm. And also you are going to be offering a class, an online class, I believe, on boundaries, right?
Yes. I've developed an online interactive format that I've been doing for almost 2 years now, and we've had such wonderful results. It involves what I call heart writing, which is a little bit of spiritual practice. Mm-hmm. Either people do some self-Reiki, or they could meditate, or whatever they practice they like. And if they don't have a practice, I give them a recorded meditation because I've been a meditation teacher for years.
Uh-huh.
And then they go directly into free writing from a prompt. So free writing is like giving voice to your heart, because your spiritual practice has dropped you into your heart. Uh-huh. And then you're not composing. Nobody else ever reads this. You may never read it again. You just let your deepest understanding, your most profound vision, start expressing itself through your fingers. And I guide people through a 3-week path with specific prompts and blessings for each day, which they can do at home on their own time.
Mm-hmm.
And then online, we have a gathering place that's protected, so that it's only for the people in the program, and for each day you can come and share what your experience was like of free writing that day, an insight that you got, you know, what's going on. It's kind of like an online ashram in a sense.
Okay.
Except everybody's doing their own practice at home. But
uh-huh.
It becomes an international community of people who are really trying to be happier and healthier and uplift our world, and that they've realized that it really comes down to being able to set boundaries
mm-hmm.
with love and clarity.
And I love this connection between boundary setting and spirituality. It's funny, because I think that we often have thought about boundary setting as just being psychological. What is the spiritual connection?
The spiritual connection is that it's only from a spiritual perspective, from a oneness experience, that we can realize, you know, deeply understand that when I take care of myself, I'm doing the best for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
When I set boundaries that support me, my happiness, my health, that enable me to be a productive, loving member of society, I'm doing my social work at the same time.
Right.
A psychological level tends to get into dualities, either ors, you know, or gets overly involved with emotions. And it's important for us to recognize our emotions, but we can kind of go overboard, you know. It's a razor's edge. Like, on one side, it's diving in and dramatizing, and on the other side, it's denying. But if we attend to our state and we stay steady and aligned with ourselves, we can walk that razor's edge where we can feel our emotions. We're emotionally mm-hmm. aware, but we don't get sucked down the drain, and
right.
we don't start blaming other people for things that we didn't take care of ourselves.
Right. And I often think that with emotions, if we treat it as guidance, so that we've got the observer part of ourselves, the more spiritually connected part of ourselves, kind of, you know, looking at the emotions and making some decisions based on that, or looking for the wisdom within it, as opposed to having the emotions being the driver, that it actually, you know, sort of shifts our relationship with emotions, too.
I think that's so right on. That's just so simple and profound, you know. Just change your relationship with your emotions. Don't pretend you're not having them,
mm-hmm.
but look to see what's going on. So in New York City, where I live, you know, in the subway, we have all these signs. If you see something, say something.
Uh-huh.
If you see an unattended bag, say something.
Right.
You know, to be active, to take care of yourself. That's kind of setting a boundary.
It really is. And you know, that's a great message to sort of leave us with here today. Pamela, it's been a joy having you here on the show. And again, everybody, it's PamelaMiles.com. Thank you for joining us here today.
Thank you so much, Christine. It's been a real pleasure.
And I want to thank Peggy Snow, my associate producer, Linda Firing, and, of course, Mr. Benny Mathers. And you, the listener, I truly enjoy connecting with you. If you want to listen to the archives, go to ChristineUpchurch.com. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.